Joy Everlasting, December 16. The ransomed of the Lord shall return, and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. When Christ came to this earth the first time, he came in lowliness and obscurity, and his life here was one of suffering and poverty. At his second coming all will be changed. Not as a prisoner surrounded by a rabble will men see him, but as heaven's King. Christ will come in his own glory, in the glory of his Father, and in the glory of the holy angels. 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of angels, the beautiful, triumphant sons of God, possessing surpassing loveliness and glory, will escort him on his way. In the place of a crown of thorns, he will wear a crown of glory, a crown within a crown. In the place of that old purple robe, he will be clothed in a garment of whitest white, so as no fuller on earth can white it. And on his vesture and on his thigh a name will be written, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. To his faithful followers Christ has been a daily companion, a familiar friend. They have lived in close, constant communion with God. Upon them the glory of the Lord has risen. In them the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ has been reflected. Now they rejoice in the undimmed rays of the brightness and glory of the King in his majesty. They are prepared for the communion of heaven, for they have heaven in their hearts. With uplifted heads, with the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness shining upon them, with rejoicing that their redemption draweth nigh, they go forth to meet the Bridegroom. A little longer, and we shall see the King in his beauty. A little longer, and he will wipe all tears from our eyes. Then by innumerable voices will be sung the song, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he shall dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless.